Peace, to seek knowledge and freedom, to serve human need, thus do we covenant with one another.
So this morning our service is our annual New Year's service, so it's a quite different format than our usual format. So we will be beginning with our time of joys and sorrows, one of the ways that we nurture and support our community here. And I would like to have a candle lit for Caitlin and Brian. Caitlin and Brian have been members here at UUCF, and this is their last Sunday with us this morning. So maybe you could let the congregation know where you're going.
So, as most of you probably know, we've been homeless and living out of our van for 4.5 months or so. We've been in a very, very toxic situation. And not being able to afford rent here. we have realized that we're not going to be able to live in Southern California long term. And I grew up here, so kind of everything. And he's been here for quite a while, too.
At least 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, so so we're kind of leaving everything. We're going to go to Minnesota, which is where he's from. His parents have actually invited us. My turn to live with them, and so they have a beautiful basement, and we'll have a room, and hopefully we'll be able to get jobs there, and actually be able to afford a decent apartment because we live with them, and it should work. So that's the goal. We're going kind of where we have to go to get our footing, and it really, really is hard to leave you guys. You've done so much for us, even just existing. and I just wanted to say the first class that we took with Jason, when he kind of gave the orientation of what UUCF is and what it means to be a member, I was like, and I've grown up in church my whole life, and I've never been a member, and I was like, Jason, please, can I be the first to put my name down? Please. He was like, okay, are you sure? I'm like, yes. So we're just so grateful to have found you guys. And a lot of you have gone above and beyond, and you know who you are. And we just thank you so much for your help emotionally, providing a place for us to stay, financial help, everything. But again, yeah, all of you guys are going to miss. And when we visit, once we have the money to, we will definitely come back here. And I'll try to get Jason heads up, too, so you guys know.
Thank you.
Very little to add. You did a great job. It's been a fantastic community here. And as we both kind of been transitioning out of conservative evangelicalism, the most toxic kind, it really, to have a place to go, to have something to replace that kind of thing with, the existence of you, all of you guys taking part in helping us to, on our faith journey of wanting to think for ourselves and learning about a community that is based on more than just what you believe.
About Tony Hankins, who, if you don't know Tony is one of the people who is here usually every single morning helping to set up. Tony has had a rough couple of months here, but I'm happy to say he saw the doctor on Friday. He does not have to have further surgery, and he is recuperating with his family in Riverside, and he's really doing very well. So some of our members have gone out to see him and report back that he's in good spirits and doing well. But he really appreciates your cards and all of that. So please keep in contact with Tony because he misses being here at UUCF very much. And also an update, Jean Preble is back in the hospital as well. She has another UTI, and she continues to appreciate our support and thoughts and visits and so on with her very long and difficult health journey that she has been on over the past several years. So Jean is certainly in our hearts and minds this morning. And with that, this morning the service will be a service dedicated to sharing. This is our New Year's service. It's an opportunity for us to reflect upon the last year and or the last decade, if you so choose, and to think about the future as well. And so I think you will have lots of opportunities this morning to share and to hopefully come out of our journey together feeling more inspired to face 2020 with your full and best self. Each Sunday, our children collect food, and this Sunday, this January, it is pancake mix that they are bringing. So we have a little story and song for them this morning. So I invite the children to come up and sit in this area. Do any of you have any idea why the choir might be singing We Three Kings this morning, January 5th? Any idea? Well, have you heard of the 12 days of Christmas?
Yes.
That makes it. So the 12 days of Christmas is a real thing. It's not just a song. And today, we are marking what is known as 12th Night or Epiphany. And it's the day when the Nativity story, the Christmas story, tells about the three wise men who visited Jesus. Now, we don't really know that there were three of them, but there were three gifts that were named in the Bible, so people have assumed that there were three wise men. But the story is that these wise men had known about a star which was going to show them that there was an important birth coming. And so they see that star, and they travel all the way to Jerusalem to ask King Herod about this birth. Now, Herod hadn't heard about this important baby that was to be born. And from his point of view, he got a little bit upset because he wasn't the nicest king ever in all of our history. And he tells the wise men to go out and search for the child. And when you have found him, tell me about it, that I too may come and welcome this child into the world. Now, he was lying, in case you hadn't got that idea. He really didn't want this baby around. So the wise men follow the star, and they're taken to the child, and they brought in these gifts called gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which would sound really strange to us. They were kind of spices and things like that. And that's the story. That's the story. So in modern times, we've kind of made a big deal about this story, and there's a song about it, and you'll hear it in just a moment. But it's also this holiday called Epiphany, or 12th Night. That's the end of the 12 days of Christmas. They start on Christmas and then you count 12 days from there. And I think for us nowadays, the importance of a story like this is thinking about being surprised by possibility. These wise men didn't know what was coming, and they saw this bright star in the sky, and it filled them full of hope. And we're always looking for things to make us hopeful, whether we're grown up or whether we're children. We're always looking for things to make us feel like there's a reason for what we do. And I want you guys and girls to think going forward about what gives you hope, where you find things that inspire you. So hopefully this song will be a way of inspiring all of us this morning. So you can turn around here so that you can see the choir, and they are going to share We Three Kings with all of us. in honor of, well, ever-changing turns.
out of the stars in their flight, out of the dust of eternity, here have we come. Stardust and sunlight, mingling through time and through space. Out of the stars have we come, up from time. Out of the stars have we come. Time out of time, before time in the vastness of space, the earth spinning to orbit the sun. Earth with thunder of mountains, newborn, and the boiling of the seas. Earth warmed by this new sunlight. This is our home. Out of the stars have we come. Mystery hidden in mystery, back through all time. Mystery rising from the rocks and the storm and the seas. Out of the stars rising from rocks and the seas. Kindled by sunlight on earth arose life. Ponder these things in your heart, ponder with awe. Out of the sea to the land, out of the shallows came ferns. Out of the sea to the land, up from darkness to light, rising to walk and fly. Out of the sea trembled life. Ponder these things in your heart, light up from the sea. Eyes to behold, throats to sing, mates of love, thank God. Light from the sea, warmed by sun, washed by rain, light from within giving birth, rose to love. This is the wonder of time. This is the marvel of space. Out of the spars swung the earth. Life upon earth rose to love. This is the marvel of light rising to see and to know. Out of your heart, cry wonder, sing that we live.
Each year marks several moments in time, moments that we will call turning points this morning. We will look at those turning points of the year that has just come to an end and the year that has just begun. And let us begin by remembering those we have lost to death. Each year we feel the pain that comes from losing people whose lives have been intertwined with ours. In 2019, death has touched each and every one of us in this room. We have lost cherished loved ones, family members, companions, friends, neighbors, even soulmates. The loss and the sorrow we feel is a tribute to the love and connection we have felt for those departed ones who have shared life's journey with us. And I now invite our worship associate to light a candle as we acknowledge the members of this religious community we have lost this past year. Helen Garden. Alden Carpenter. Howard Petrick. And Dave Reiner. We will miss all these people who have touched our lives, knowing that at the very least they live on in the love that we still hold for them, the memories that we share. And next, I invite a candle to be lit for all those dear family members. And we're talking about parents, siblings, spouses, aunts and uncles, cousins, nieces and nephews, and then close friends as well that we might have lost in this past year. And I'm going to invite those of you who would like to share to please come forward and say the name of someone that you might have lost this past year and their relationship to you.
Celeste, Father, on me. My father and I have never met.
A good friend of Frank and I, Wally, who passed away 102, who was very inspirational to me, was a good friend and close friend, Frank.
My brother, William Spencer.
My husband, Stan Henderson.
My nephew, Richard Shankman.
Sisters Ruth Carvin, Shirley Rambell, and our past mayor, Tom Van Hill.
My grandmother-in-law, Jean Rodmaker.
Mine and Jason's friend, Linda Coles.
My good friend, Tom Murphy.
Dear people live on in the stories we tell about them, the memories we share, and when we say their names, it's important to say their names. Finally, I invite our worship associate to light one candle for all those other losses that might have been experienced this year. Might be the loss of someone from the public eye who contributed to all of our lives. Might be the loss of a job, relationship, a loss of health, loss of time. There are so many losses that affect our lives. This morning we don't run from loss. We acknowledge it as part of the cycle of life, knowing that it brings up places of pain and vulnerability, but also surprising strengths. Would you please join me in the spirit of prayer, reflection, and meditation? We gather together at the beginning of a new time. We stand on the edge of a wilderness that is a true wilderness. No one has entered it before us. Yet there is also that in us which causes us to face the unknown territory cautiously. Now in this place we take time out of time to look back, to see where we have been, what we have been, to reflect upon what we have learned thus far on our journey. We gather together to remind each other to seek for our true north and to encourage, to place courage in one another. When we leave this place, we must each find our true path. We must walk alone sometimes. But now and then we meet. And when we meet, we offer each other the bread of our being. In our time of silence, let us consider what we offer one another. My brothers, and oh my sisters, if you hear me plunging wildly, despairingly through the thicket, call out to me, calm me. And if you find me sleeping in the snow, awaken me, lest my heart turn to ice. And if you hear my music praising the mornings of the world, then in that other time, in the blackness of my night, sing it back to me. May it be so. We have joyful work to do now. The acknowledgement of all those persons who have been born into our world in this last year. Hope is born again with each new life brought into this world. And I tell you, just sitting up here in the morning, it's such a gift when I have the kids nearby. I get to see their faces, see the energy and enthusiasm that they greet, each new thing that we explore during the time for all ages with. Hope is alive. So let us light one candle for all those children born into our immediate circles of love and concern, the children born into our extended families, and the children born to our close friends. And I now invite anyone who has been touched by birth this past year to come forward and say the name and your relationship to the one who has been welcomed into life.
Kensington Stanton, my great-granddaughter.
I bet you I got two great-granddaughters. David Garland and Elizabeth Abigail.
My newest grandson, Wallace Thomas.
Granddaughter,
my other grandmother.
My niece, Georgia Sue.
My great-nephew, Wayne Hooker.
My niece, Ava Sabate.
Sherla Cooper.
And I have my first two grandchildren, two little girls, Charlotte Kofi Foster, and another little girl, Maya Carl Buell Clark.
My cousin Molly's granddaughter, beautiful granddaughter, please come.
My sixth great grandchild, Harvey Edmondson.
A lot of proud parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles here. Finally, I ask one candle be lit for all the children born this year everywhere on this planet. And let us pray and work and do what we need to do to build a world where every child receives love, dignity, the opportunity to be their full selves, whatever that might be. This is part of our great work.
Hear now the words of Reverend Alan Taylor, the Unitarian Universalist minister at Unity Temple in Chicago, as he speaks of his hopes for our future. I want our children to develop what I call critical inquiry, the capacity to think critically and inquire out of a sense of genuine interest. I want our children to learn the inspiring heritage we have. I want our children to know there is indeed hope in the world, that they are mortals, that there is such a thing as right and wrong, and there are different degrees of rightness and wrongdoing. I want our children to become beings of compassion, achievement, integrity, and discipline. I want our children to learn how to make good decisions, drawing on the authority of personal experience, the authority of reason, and the authority of tradition. I want our children to know where we human beings have failed and to have the hope that we can move forward. I want our children to learn they are the authors of their lives, that they are free to explore the wide wonders of the world, free to compose their lives as the seed within them dictates. I want to dare our children to be creative rather than passively accept the world just the way things are. I want our children to discern what is truly important to them. Finally, I want to spark our children's imaginations so they may dream and envision a world that is better than the one we've got so they can bring it into being. I want all of these because I believe that in each child and adult, there lies dormant life's longing for itself.
We are addressing this very thing this year here at UUCF, and I'm really excited about this. This is an opportunity that we are creating to really fulfill our mission. And it's our answer to how we can help to do what we can to right the moral compass in our world today. We believe that meeting the needs of children, all children, could be the way that we help ensure a better future. And this program will have opportunities for everyone in this room. It will be what you make it. And it's called Caring for Kids. And I'm excited because at the end of the month, I will be leading a service with a guest speaker who's going to talk with us about what children need today And then the next week, that first week in February, we will have a service and post-service lunch dedicated to forming small groups to begin some of this work. And some of you have been kind enough to meet with me and talk with me already about different things that you're interested in doing. And so your contributions will be very, very welcome at these two services. But I also want you to bring your friends. I want you to bring people of conscience in the community that you know would want to be part of something that creates change, that builds the world that we dream about. And I want you to call people who you haven't seen at UUC yet in a while and tell them they should come here too. This is important. It's something that we can do to make a difference in 2020, in the decade ahead. And it's something we can do at a time when so many are feeling like we can't do anything of importance. We believe we can. We believe we can plant seeds for a better future, and we need to do that right now. So I want you to be a part of that. I hope you will embrace this opportunity. And as I said, it doesn't matter your age, your gender, your level of experience, your skills. We have opportunities for everybody in this room to participate in some way. So in that spirit of hope and planning for the future, I ask you to reflect on the positive things that have happened this past year. And I invite you to consider that one of the positive things we all do is support this community. And so as you're in this positive mindset, the offering basket is passed around, and yes, that's all coming together with that. But it's also, I want this to be a time where you're thinking about what it is that you have to contribute to the world in the year ahead. I want you to use this time of the offertory to think about that. And also during the offertory, there are three baskets with pieces of paper and little pencils and pens. I want you to take one of those pieces of paper, and you have to use that paper or else it won't work. Take one of those pieces of paper as it's passed around and have something to write with, and just hold on to that for a moment. So let us begin our offering time with the acknowledgement of the positive things that we hold in our hearts, the things that have happened this past year that have lifted us up, and the things we carry forward into the future.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
as we finish up passing out those slips of paper, I'm going to talk to you about what that's all about. Because each of us inevitably comes into the new year with something we need to let go of. We've got something we are carrying that we need to set free. It might be a harmful habit. It might be some guilt we're carrying over something. It might be a wound that remains unhealed. It might be a regret for an action for which we need someone else's forgiveness, or it might be something another has done to us that we need to let go of. There is a quiet courage in the choice to let go of the past, in the choice to be present in this new day, to live for this hour, this moment, and to believe in its possibility, to release the regrets, to stop the spinning stories of what was and is no longer, to accept this gift, to believe that we are worthy still of happiness, of ease, of delight and hope, to believe we have all we need to heal already, and to receive this wholeness with ready hearts and open hands. So I'm going to invite you to take just a moment of quiet your mind, and put something, write something on that piece of paper. One thing, well, you can write more, but one thing at the very least that you want to let go of from this last year. You will be the only person who sees this piece of paper. No sharing is required or asked of you. And then you will be invited to come forward and in our more sanctuary friendly alternative to the Buddhist burning bowl ceremony, we're going to drown these. But we have water from our water communion in this bowl here, and we're going to place the things that we need to let go of in that bowl, and we will dissolve them. But I invite you first to sit in silence and let that thing come to you that you need to write on this piece of paper. So in just a moment, I'll invite you to come forward while music is playing, and you can put whatever you wrote on that piece of paper, you can put that piece of paper in the bowl, and that is an acknowledgement of that process of trying to let it go. And in that process, you may also receive from either Reverend Karen or me, we'll be on either side here, an angel card, and these are cards with words of inspiration and hope. They are cards that you can use as a way of beginning to focus on what this next year might mean for you, whether it is a year of repairing relationships with someone in your life, or exercising more, or committing more to social justice, or finding that quiet time for your spirit more often. Whatever it is, this is the time to begin thinking about what you need to let go in order to let other things come into your life. And that card is one way that you can begin that process. And they're turned upside down, so the idea is you just have to pick one. And the word that you get is the word that you get. So I invite you now to come forward and release your papers into our bowl.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
So did everybody get the word they were supposed to get?
Yeah, that's scary.
And I think if it doesn't, the meeting doesn't reveal itself this morning, you will find that meeting at some point. I have one final thing to say, which I think is pretty important.
That's mine.
Okay, that's good.
And it's something I want to think of, us to think about. As much as we're holding on to optimism and joy and hope in our hearts, and I want you to walk out of here with all of that this morning, I also want us to remember what I have determined that I think are the five biggest problems facing us today. These are the five P's, if you will. The planet. We are in crisis. Scientists acknowledge the reality of climate change and that the clock is ticking. We must take action. And we don't talk about this all that much here because, frankly, I know it's hard to wrap our heads around it. It feels so much like post-apocalyptic fiction. But there is the real and very possible chance of utter devastation just a few decades away if we don't respond. Second, poverty. 2019, we saw yet again fewer people holding most of the world's wealth, and this is serious what we're seeing. Middle classes are being wiped out, and the gap between rich and poor is getting so far out of balance as to lead us into a period of extreme crisis. Peace. Third P. We're seeing unrest everywhere, not just the usual, and I'm sorry to say that word, wars, but also the deeper divisions dividing people, stoking the flames of hate and potential violence. Political corruption, the fourth P. We're in the midst of a constitutional crisis. We're seeing greed and corruption, the rise of authoritarianism. And it is part of our responsibility as a faith community to respond. People. We've seen another wave of vile anti-Semitic attacks. And whether it's Jews, Muslims, LGBTQ persons, refugees, immigrants, Mexicans, Sikhs, Hindus, liberals, conservatives, the media, or whoever, we have a growing number of religious and political demagogues who build their base by scapegoating some vulnerable group and blaming them for all our problems. These are the five P's. This is my sermon fodder for the next year. But all is not lost. You leave today with the knowledge that you are needed, that there are things that you can do, that in the seasons of our lives, of the decades that have passed, and the ones still ahead, change is not only possible, but inevitable. And we have the power to shape that change. So as we sing our closing hymn, turn, 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 let us be mindful, no matter what comes our way, of what a blessing it is to be alive in a world full of possibilities. And we do have possibilities. That's the sixth P. So please rise now in body or spirit and join us in our final hymn. Turn, turn, turn.
One, two, three. Do everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. Do everything, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Under heaven, a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
You distinguish this chalice, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of forgiveness. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. Would you please join hands for our closing words? It's a new year. And the new year, the new decade ahead, remains unwritten. We are some of the authors of that story. Until we meet again, amen,
shalom,
salam,
namaste, and blessed be.
Go now in peace, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Every year we shave off.
It's good. Yeah. We've got a memorial service right after. Tis the season. Yeah. Yeah. It's that time of year. It's really weird. It like comes in waves.